Kain of the Torah. Einais mitzvahs chavidus chavidus.
Oh, we're for Moshe Beretz. Fantastic. Zot v'gemari and kuv beis amad beis. Kuv beis amad beis told us, which we learned last week, Valdik, that you bench and you make kiddush, but you don't do it on the same cup. So afraid the gemara, why? Why don't you do it on the same cup? This is what we started yesterday, and the answer was you don't do mitzvahs chavidus chavidus. Don't do mitzvahs chavidus chavidus. Says Rashi, the mechzi is not the Rashbam.
Sorry.
Rashbam, why don't you do mitzvahs chavidus chavidus? The mechzi olov kemasui. Because it makes it look as if it's a burden. Rashbam sounds like it's a din d'rabbanan. That it's not the way to behave. It's not the correct way to behave. You don't do mitzvahs chavidus chavidus. Fate the Gemara Kasha. Veloi. What? You can't do mitzvahs chavilis chavilis? You can't do mitzvahs together? Vatanya. It says in the Braisa. Hanichnes. The Beisoi. For Motzei Shabbos. Somebody who comes home on Motzei Shabbos. Mevorach al hayayin. Ba'al ha'moi. That's both paragraphs. And Alamo is Boy Ma'ir Ha'ish, Ba'alab Somim and Boy Mene B'Somim. Right? That's what you do on Motzei Shabbos? You do?
Hashem, yeah, I do.
I hope not.
I knew that.
Emdenia, you did that on Motzei Shabbos?
No.
What do you do?
We do B'Somim and then.
Oh, excellent. Yeah. Well done, yes. We do B'Somim first. Because this Gemara is going like B'Shamai, who said you do Ma'ir first. You do Boy Ma'ir Ha'ish first. But we make a Baruch on Gefen. Okay, the Gemara said you make Kambay Ma'ayesh and then you do B'Samim. V'achkachim, Avdala ala kais. And then you do Avdala on the kais. V'imein le'ala kais echod. And if you only have one cup, means you don't have two cups, so what's the problem? Then what are you going to use for Birchas Hamazon? If you don't have two cups of wine, so if you use one cup for Avdala, then you're stuck, you'll have nothing left for Birchas Hamazon, so no problem.
For
Birchas Hamazon, you know.
No.
Birchas Hamazon. If you have a meal, have Melav Malka.
Oh, okay.
Right, have Melav Malka. Have Melav Malka, you have to bench. Melav Malka is a Suda after Shabbos,
right.
You have to bench. If you bench, you have a cup. But you've already used your cup for Abdullah, so what are you going to do?
You can't refill the same cup.
You don't have, no, there's only one cup of wine. I have one bottle.
You
of
drank
wine.
After Borei Pri Agafen?
No,
after you said Havdalah.
You drink up the wine, right?
Okay. Then
now you're going to have Melav Malka, you wash, eat your bread, come to Birchas Hamazon, you've got nothing to say Birchas Hamazon on.
There's no wine?
No wine left.
Oh, there's no wine left.
When we talk about cup, one cup, it means you only had enough wine for one cup.
Oh, okay.
So there's no wine left. So what are you going to do? Meaning he only has enough wine for one cup. Don't do Avdalah yet. Wait till after Birchas Hamazon. You leave this cup of wine, you leave till after Birchas Hamazon. Mishalshalon kulon, you tie it all up together. After Birchas Hamazon, you make Birchas Hamazon and Avdalah, and you've done both. So what's the kasha? Kasha is, you can put the two together. From where's the kasha? The kasha is from the fact that we do Birchas Hamazon and Avdalah together.
Just an hour of space in between the two.
Right, the Gemara says don't. Only an hour of space. If you don't have two cups of wine,
you have one.
Only one, so you won't do Avdalah now.
You'll eat before Avdalah.
And then you'll make Avdalah. You'll do Birchas Hamazon and Avdalah together. I could be seven. Why didn't I go on and ask every time from every Avdalah? We do Boi Pagofen. We do Boi Ma'ish, B'Somim, or B'Somim Ma'ish. Why is that not Mitzvahs Chavidus Chavidus?
Because they can do it without the course. On a B'Somim, Ma'ish, you don't need course.
Very good. When I started the Gemara, it was bothering me what the Nusach to answer this question is. Every time you do Avdalah, you're putting a few things together. You're doing Boim Ha'esh and Psalmim. The answer is because Boim Ha'esh, Boim and Psalmim really don't need any kais. If you're already doing Avdalah on a kais, we put the brachas with it in order to make it more chashuv. But Bikaron, it doesn't need a kais. But Avdalah needs a kais, and Birchas Hamazon tunin kois, that's the Gemara, whether it's only a minig, whether it's ikhalocha, but it's tunin kois. So therefore, we've got two mitzvahs which need a cup. And I'm putting the two together, that mitzvahs chavidus chavidus. But the very fact that I'm doing Bar Meish while doing Havdalah, that's not a problem, because Bikaron, like we do on Tisha B'Av, Tisha B'Av we do Bar Meish without Havdalah, without a kois, right?
The Besamim in there needed as much
Tisha
as
Havdalah. Tisha B'Av, Matzah Shabbos. Huh?
Besamim in there needed as much as
Havdalah
is needed.
It's a halacha to do it, sure. It's a halacha, but it doesn't need a kois. It's just to.
And it's not bundling count. It up because you're bringing these two non-kos items in.
No, that's not. That's just giving it extra chashivas. Bundling up means two things where I needed an independent cup and I'm using one cup for both of them. That's called mitzvahs chavidus chavidus. So what's the answer to this great question that we have here, two mitzvahs which you did together? What's the answer? Ein loy shani. We're talking about a case where he doesn't have another cup. So he doesn't have. So if you don't have another cup, so what do you want to do?
It's different.
So you don't have a choice. So it's not called I'm being mechzel of kemasu. I have no other option.
Not eat or not.
So from that you see, that's with Rabbana.
Very good. Very good. Zeb is pointing out that if it was deraisa, there's an issa deraisa to bundle together, then perhaps it wouldn't be able to say ein lo shani, since you don't have, we're going to let you off. Perhaps. Although I don't really know what option you would have done, but perhaps. I saw some Sarim say what you're saying. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Why is the Gemara listing it in the order of Beit Shammai?
Because the quote from the Braisa. This is a quote from a Braisa. And the Braisa is Beit Shammai. The author of this Mishnah, of this Braisa, was Beit Shammai. Mm-hmm. So just quoting it.
How do you know it well reason?
How do I know what?
Beis Hillel agrees.
How do I know Beis Hillel agrees to Ein Lo Shani? To Ein Lo?
It's the whole Braisa.
I know there's a Machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel regarding the order, but regarding mitzvahs chavidus chavidus, what should be... We're quoting a Braisa, which happens to be Beis Shammai.
Why would we do this in Braisa according to Beis Hillel?
Because there was no Braisa that said this according to Beis Hillel. This was a quote of a Braisa that says according to Beis Shammai. Why did we not quote a brayse that's going to be brought on Daf Kuf Gimel? If that's your question, well, then we did bring in my Chalik Beis Shammai Hillel Tosfos to ask that question. But this is the brayse we want to quote. And this brayse, the author of this brayse was Beis Shammai. Why do you want to quote this brayse? But it's another brayse Tosfos is going to discuss.
Rav, the Gemara had no problem with dealing with coming into Pesach or coming into Shabbat. You don't have to eat bread, don't have to eat matzah. You can eat fruit, you can eat nuts, you can eat meat. There's other things in the world. It's not brought up here, but I'm just curious.
You've got mitzvah melav malka.
I mean, if the person was starving, we know that Rav Aleimar, I think I said, fasted because he was wine. You can eat something else, so you don't have to, right? Like, you just had two meals today. Okay, so you'll eat tomorrow. I'm just saying, if you only had one cup of wine, they don't even mention
yeah,
it as a...
Yeah, so you see that a person doesn't have to stop himself from eating bread because he only has one cup of wine. Right, that's what you see, quite right. Painting about Kasha, but Yom Tov Shecholis Acha Shabbos. Yom Tov, that's after Shabbos. On Matzei, Shabbos is Yom Tov, right? Straight after Shabbos is Yom Tov. But Yom Tov Shecholis Acha Shabbos, this day, he certainly has wine. Who doesn't have wine for Yom Tov? So he certainly has wine, this day, Vamarav. Vamarav Yakna.
It's coming.
Yakna. Not sure how to say that word. Yud Kuf Nun Hey. Yakna. Rav says you do. And if you have Yontif after Shabbos, Yontif on Motzei Shabbos. So what's the order do you do? You've got now Shabbos, you've got Kiddush and Havdalah to do. Kiddush for Yontif and Havdalah for Shabbos. So what do you do? What do you do? What's the order? So you do Yayin,
Kiddush,
Ner, Havdalah. Do Yayin, you do Kiddush, you don't do Psalmim. Why not?
Kiddush to Kiddush.
Yom Tov is...
Same thing.
You still have a Neshami Seir, you're saying?
Yeah,
that's how you understand. You still have a Neshami Seir?
I think it's same Kiddush. It's like it's...
Let's explain. Why do we do Psalmim on Matzei Shabbos? Because that extra Neshama went away. Yeah, extra Shama went away. So if so, the question is, why don't we do Besamim when we have Shabbos going into Yom Tov? All right, excellent. Neshama is going away. So it says, Reb Zev, that's not true. Your neshama stayed. Because Yontev, Yontev has an excellent neshama. Right. So why don't we do B'Samim and Matzah Yontev?
Could be the pleasure.
No, the neshama went away. It's a lesson. It's a lesson.
So neshama went away, but you're not sad. If my neshama went away, I'd be very sad.
It's because the Shabbat ending is a total depression of the neshama that we lost the extra. No. Coming into Yontev is a lesser one.
Why?
Why is Yom Tov Yosef on Shabbat?
My neshama, why not? Oh, it goes in dargas. Yes. It goes in levels. It's leaving slowly.
Shabbat leaves, which is a lesser, but there is still that Yom Tov, which is an elevated neshama. But not elevated enough to warrant a further...
You're saying it's with slowly withdrawal. Starts off with a great neshama, and then Yom Tov is slowly weaning out.
And it's greater.
Right, I'm asking why no b'samim?
Because it's the kiddusha stayed. It's like one thing.
So you're telling me because your neshama stayed. If so, then on Matzah Yontev we should make b'samim. We don't. On Matzah Yontev we don't say b'samim. If you have Abdallah Matzah Yontev.
Because of the, when it's Chalamoid comes in after this?
No, and end of Pesach. You made b'samim?
No.
Why not? Actually, this year we did, but
generally,
Tosis is going to talk about that. Why we don't make b'samim on Matzah Yontev? If the answer is like Reb Zev saying, the person does have an neshama yisteria on Yontev, so then on Matzah Yontev we should have to say b'samim and b'samim. This year Shavuos this year is on a Sunday, right? So we have this yaknas, we have it. So Matzah on Friday, Matzah Shabbos, we're not going to make b'samim. For whatever reason, you'll say the neshama will stay on Shavuos. We'll have a gevaldige neshama. Then on Matzah Shavuos on Sunday night, why don't we do psalmim? Top, Mi'at Hashem. We hope to finish the sugi before Shavuos, and we'll understand why. So Amar Rav Yaknas. So Rav said you make Yayin Kiddush and Havdalah. But what's the kasha? The kasha is that you see you do Yayin and Havdalah all in one cup. Yayin and Havdalah, Kiddush, the Kuf and the Hay. You do Kiddush and Havdalah all on the same cup. Even though we're talking about on Yontev, and on Yontev, Mistami has cups of wine. You say at the end of Shabbos, maybe a person doesn't buy Yontev, a person shouldn't have a cup of wine. So he has extra cups of wine, so why shouldn't you make Yayin and Kiddush on one cup, and Havdalah on another cup? Omri, they answered, one second, what did Rav say? You make Yayin, Kiddush, and Havdalah. What happened to Birchus Shechiyonu? What happened to Zman?
Not here.
Why didn't he? Omri Mechla Midla Yom Zman. Since we're talking about a case where you didn't make Zman, Mechlal, you must be referring to which Yontav do you not make Zman? Which Yontav? There's only one Yontav you don't say Shechiyonu on. Shvi'isha Pesach. Shvi'isha Pesach is the only Yontav you don't make. You don't make Shechiyonu on. Why not?
It's the same thing.
It's one Yontav. It's not a new Yontav. It's one Yontav. It's one long Yontav, right?
Chutz we do.
No. We're talking about Shvi'isha Pesach.
No, we said which Yontav. Okay.
There's only one Yontav you don't make Shvi'isha Pesach. And Chutzal Tosa.
The day before
Shmini Atzeres. The day before Shmini Atzeres is Shana
Rabbah. I'm sorry, on the last day of the circus,
and then there's
the first one you say.
They say Shvi'isha Pesach.
Right.
3 years,
I forgot.
Right, it's been 21 years, Baruch Hashem. Certainly forgotten. But Vayon Shachal Yisachat Shabbos Tislei. Sorry, missed that. Midla Yom Zman. Since he didn't say Zman, Mechal Shvi'isha Pesach Askinah. So what does the Gemara mean to say? That since Shvi'isha Pesach, he's already used up all his wine. Techol Ma'ida Avelei Ochelei. Whatever he had, he's already eaten. He's got no more wine left. So we're talking about a case, a particular, specific case where he didn't have any other wine, and that's why he made all on one cup. Kiddush and Havdalah all on one cup. Shvi'isha Pesach on Motzei Shabbos. Right? That's what we're saying. Shvi'isha Pesach Motzei Shabbos. So the experts on the calendar will tell us, does not happen. Can never happen. Shvi'isha Pesach can never be on Motzei Shabbos.
So
what earth are we talking about? Right? If Shvi'isha Pesach falls on Motzei Shabbos, it means what they did Pesach for. If Shvi'isha Pesach falls on Sunday, then what day was the first day of Pesach?
Saturday. Shabbos. It falls on
Monday. Thank you very much. If the last, work it out. If the last, seventh day of Pesach falls on a Sunday, So then the first day of Masa Pesach must have been on a Monday. And that's impossible. Because the calendar was made in a way that Pesach never fell on a Monday.
Pre-calendar?
But the Gemara is not pre-calendar, is it? The Gemara is Rav. Rav was not pre-calendar. So the question is, what on earth was Rav talking about? The Gemara says, Yain Kiddush, Ne Abdallah. So the Gemara says, he didn't say, his man must be talking about Shvisha Pesach. If it's talking about Shvisha Pesach, so he's already finished all his wine. So the question is, it can't be talking about Shvisha Pesach. Shvisha Pesach cannot fall on a Sunday. Can't fall on a Sunday.
Where's Rav from?
Where's this
rule? Where's Rav
from? Rav? From Chutzaretz. Yeah. Excellent, says the Motcha at the back. Says the Motcha, we're talking about Yontav Sheni Shal Chutzaretz. Shri Shal Pesach. Which could be. Because Pesach can fall on a Sunday, so which means Shri Shal Pesach is on a Shabbos, which could be. And the Motcha Motzi Shabbos is the Yontav Sheni Shal Chutzaretz. And he sadly has no wine left by then, right? So Meila.
Is it correctly called Shvi Shal Pesach? It's actually Achron Pesach.
It's Shvi Shal Pesach, Sofik Shvi. Right, that's what it is. It's Sofik Shvi.
Pesach Sheni, 7 days?
No. The second day. They have 2 days Yom Tov in Chutzal.
I remember that.
Also, for the second half of Yom Tov Pesach. I mean, they have Yom Tov, Yom Tov, Chol HaMoed, Yom Tov, Yom Tov. So now, the first day of Yom Tov fell on a Sunday, which means that the seventh day, the one in Eretz Yisrael, is on Shabbos, which means the extra day, which is also Yom Tov, in Chutzaretz, is on Yom Rishon. So mainly that's how you can have it.
It doesn't have to be Shabbos either, then. It could also be the second day of Pesach as well.
Hey, you've got Shechianah. You don't have Shechianah, why not?
You do say Shechianah?
Why not?
Maybe ran out of wine.
Only if you have a
new
fruit or something. I don't think.
No. Okay. It's a good thing Bernard's here. Bernard's our expert on these things. In Chutzaretz, on second day Yom Tov, you say Shechianah. Why? Because the first day wasn't. First day.
May not have been
a weekday, right? So the second day is Yom Tov, so you make Shechianah.
So the first and second day, excuse me, of Pesach cannot be on a Shabbat in Chutz. Friday,
the first day of Pesach can be on Shabbos.
Okay.
The first day of Pesach cannot be on a Monday.
So what would happen
on Monday, Wednesday, or Friday?
So what happens?
Rei Badur, right?
So what happens on that?
Rei Badur is.
On that Motzi Shabbos coming into the same day of Yom Tov. In other words, you're saying Saturday is the Shabbat is the first day of Yom Tov.
Right.
In Chutz, they would do an Avdalah.
Right.
Going into Kodesh Kodesh.
Right, but they'd be making Shechiyonu. So we're not talking about that one. We're talking about when they're not going to make Shechiyonu. When will they not make Shechiyonu? Only on Shvi Shal Pesach. So Meila, Shvi Shal Pesach on a Chutzaret, which is what we call Achrin Shal Pesach, then they would make Yaknah.
Wouldn't he make Shechiyonu also?
No, because Chutzlar? On Shvi Shal Pesach we don't make Shechiyonu. We only make Shechiyonu on... No, this is a good question though. On Shvi Shal Pesach, it's not a Yom Tov, not a separate Yom Tov. It's a continuation of the Yom Tov. So Meila, we're talking about you finished all the wine and didn't say, that's why he didn't say his man. Read the Gemara Kasha. So he didn't have wine, that's why he did it.
That's the only situation where you can imagine someone wouldn't have wine, or it just happened to be that situation.
That's the only situation where you can imagine somebody in Yom Tov and not have wine, yeah.
You can't imagine a situation where someone wouldn't have wine the last days of Sukkot.
Our last day of Sukkot, very good. Faith Gemara Kasha for Yom Tov Rishon. One saying, we'll see. You've got a good question, and it's going to be raised. For Yom Tov Rishon, Tisle on the first day of Yom Tov, a person certainly has. And Abaya says, what's the order of Kiddush and Avdala if first day Yom Tov falls on a Sunday? What's the order? Mama Abaya, Yak Zanaha. Rava Amar Yak Nahas. Rabbi Amar says Yain Kiddush Zman Ne Avdala. And Rava says you say Yain Kiddush Ne Avdala Zman, which is like we do Yak Nahas. Rava Rava Yak Nahas. So you say Zman. Why are we talking about Zman? Must have been the first day of Yom Tov. And you see, even the first day of Yom Tov, which a person certainly has wine on the first day of Yom Tov, you still put the two together. What's the raya we're talking about the first day of Yom Tov?
Because
we mentioned Zman. Right? You have it wrong. Mm-hmm. That's why you meant to be jumping at me. What's the raya we're talking about first day of Yom Tov? Because you're talking about Zman. You're saying Zman. So you see that even though it's about Zev Yontov, you still put the two together. Is there any other Yontov which isn't the first day that you say Zman? Shmini Atzeres, right? Shmini Atzeres, Simchas Torah. You say Zman, even though it's the last day of Yontov.
That's by itself.
Alright, it's a separate Yontov. There's a good chance you've eaten up all your wine beforehand.
That's true.
Zman isn't dependent on wine, though.
Zman is a new Yontov.
Okay, but Shechiano is not always dependent on wine. Right?
No, you're right. So, but the Gemara is saying, the way the Gemara is saying is that on the first day of Yom Tov you'll definitely have wine, but on the last days of Yom Tov could be used all up. Pray the Gemara Kasha. I've got a case where Rabbi says you say Yaknahaz. Yeah. So we're obviously talking about a time when you say Zman. So we must be talking about a case where it's the first day Yom Tov, and therefore you would have wine. And in Kol Zeh you put the two together. So we could ask, that's not true. There is a case where you'd say Zman, even though it's not the first day of Yom Tov, you're right, it's a new Yom Tov, but it's the end of a long period when you could have well used up all your wine. Mm-hmm. Right? On Shemini Atzeres.
Right.
You've had the first day of Sukkot, the second day of Sukkot, the third day, fourth day, fifth day, seventh day, and now you've got a new Yom Tov, so you're making a new Zman, but you could have used up all your wine. So that's a kashan. The Gemara Tosis is going to discuss that. He's going to discuss it. But the point of the Gemara was that on a Yom Tov, there's no chance of you not having wine. And therefore, if you're saying Zman, so it's the beginning of a Yom Tov, it must have wine. You must have wine. And in Kol Zeh, nevertheless, they put the two together. What are we going to do to answer this question? What happened to Einos and Mitzvahs, Chavilos, Chavilos? Putting two together. And for the Gemara.
Are you worried about
I mean,
the Haftorah and the Kish
story,
the Haftorah and the Kish together?
Right.
It's
not
cool. It's a problem, right?
It's up to you.
Why are we
find another way.
You never
call.
Why are we assuming on the first day?
We're going to see Avakosos. That's Avakosos. You need all those.
Okay. Yeah.
No.
We are assuming that. We are assuming that Tais is going to say a person before Shat Yom Tov definitely arranges he's got wine. But yeah, it's an assumption. It's true. Dangerous to have assumptions. This is an assumption which the Gemara says that every, even a poor guy when it comes to Yom Tov, will have extra wine. Extra wine. Rashbam says four and Tais is going to say. We'll see him yesterday. Rashbam, Tais is not giving the whole game away yet. Okay? Just. We're learning the Gemara says a certain assumption to which we're going to have to accept for the time being.
Without Zman, there would be only Pesach.
Right, the only Yom Tov.
With Zman, we now bring in Shmini Atzeret.
Could be, we asked, could be Shmini Atzeret.
And we would exclude Pesach.
Right, Shvi Yishah Pesach. First day of Pesach, you say Zman. You say Zman, you say Shevionu for Pesach first days, Shavuos first, the only days, Sukkot both. Yom days of Yom Tovim. It's important for those, it's a bit late now, I guess, but important for the women to realize that when they light Adlokas Neis for Shvi'i Pesach, they do not make Shem Yom. So, anyone who got that next to him, Yetz Hashem, make a note. Shvi'i Pesach, I had some guests this year. People get mixed up. It's important to remember these things. It's Shvi'i Pesach, no Shech Yom.
So, Abaye is bringing this in, that it could be Sukkot.
No, that was the Bevrom and the Daniel brought in.
Oh.
The Gemara said we're talking about a case of the first, the Yom Tov, and he must have had wine. So the answer of the Gemara I'm going to leave for the time being, because I want to first do the Rashbam, and then we'll come to the answer of the Gemara. The answer of the Gemara is an answer. We'll come to it. Let's first see some Rashbam. Rashbam, Mevorich. Let's start from when we started today. Mevorich HaYayin. Why do you make a bracha on wine before you make a bracha on ma'ori and psamim? Why do you make a bracha on the yayin before making the bracha on the ma'ori and the psamim? Mevarach al yayin tchilo, the feast of todi v'todi kodim. If you see the mevarach, it's the first wide line, the last word. Mevarach al yayin tchilo, feast of todi v'todi kodim. If you first make a bracha on the wine, The wine is Toddy and Toddy is Kedim. Toddy means if you have a choice of something which comes more often, you make a bracha on the one that's more often first. And you make a bracha on Amoy Valab Somim, Kibishamai. You make a bracha on the Moy and the Bisom like Bishamai. Because Bishamai, Makvin Ramasech is brachas, Peg Eludvoy. With this brightsa, we established to be going like the opinion of Bishamai. Toma, Bishamai hold, you make a bracha on Ma'oi Bereisha. First, make a bracha on the Ma'oi, and then you make a bracha on the Psalmim. And you do Avtala in the end. Why do you do Ma'oi Psalmim Avtala? Why don't we do Avtala Ma'oi Psalmim? Says the Gemara, Fisha Rashbam, Fisha Eloi Shainis Ktsoris. These brachas are the smaller ones, and brachas Avtala is Arucha. If you have a Seda Dava, we do the smaller ones first.
That's
why? Yeah.
You don't usually go with
Shemai.
Why would you?
This Bryce is the author of Bryce is Bishamai. Whether we hold or not doesn't make a difference. The Bryce is Bishamai. Also, author of this Bryce is Bishamai. So we're not learning the sugis of Bishamai here, but this is very difficult because Bishamai holds that you make both break off and after Kiddush. Right? Bishamai in Brochus holds, if you have,
right,
the Machlokes Bishamai Silel, do you make Kiddush first or Bepegov first? Bishamai hold, you make Bepegov and after Kiddush. Bishamai don't hold of this logic. Idea of Todd Bishayna Todd. They say, since Kiddush came first, you make a Brocha on the Kiddush first.
But it's different.
So, why here this Bryce is saying you make a Brocha on Yain, says Rashbam, because Todd Bishayna Todd. That's not like Bishilel. But then you make a Brocha on Ma'oi first, which is like Bishamai. And then we come back up with Solim. So this price, the author of this price seems to be a bit combined of two shitters. He holds a bit like Bish Hillel. On the other hand, he holds a bit like Bish Shammai. He holds like Bish Hillel, Tadu Shinu Tadu. Make Brach on Yain first. And he holds like Bish Shammai, then the order of Ma'orim Solim, you put the Ma'ori first before the Solim, which is not like Bish Shammai. It's a different Svara. Yeah, so this price, so what's his name? I don't know what his name is, but he holds like Bisham. It's not Bisham speaking. Mm-hmm. He holds like Bisham.
Are there other cases where we say the lesser bracha before we say the major one?
Are there any cases where we make the small brachas before the long brachas?
This is what he's saying here.
I know every morning we do that, right? Every morning we say, Ashenasa and Savrino, all those, and then we say, Hamar Vishenu. Seems to be the Seder brachas, you do the small ones before you do the long ones. Right.
Sorry,
what's the reason that you make Beit Pirkei Gofen and then you sell the other things and only after that you trade what's worth that on the interruption between the bracha and the...
Right,
so the Beit Pirkei Gofen is really part of Havdalah. The halacha is that when you make a bracha of Havdalah, you have to make it on wine. Why? Because wine is a shevach, so you bring shalom, and therefore Shal Shalom says Rashbam means Loshon Shal Sheles, a chain. Shemechabam Yachad in Birchus Hamozin, that we join it together with Birchus Hamozin. Alma Omrinon, so you see we say Shtei Brachos Al Kosechod, which to Avdol in Birchus Hamozin. To which the Gemara answered, Ein Lo Shani, says Rashbam, Delesse Yain, Lishnei Kosechod. He doesn't have enough wine for two cups. So that's why he has to put both together. Our halach, which we know that Einos Mitzvah Chavidus Chavidus Vanan, we are referring to B'di Issyaskin. We're referring to Kitri does have. Faith the Gemara, I'm saying over the Rashbam, but I'm saying it together with the Gemara. But it says Yontav Acha Shabbos, meaning on Motzei Shabbos. Tisle when you do have wine.
Well, what was the teaching say?
What does it mean Acha Shabbos on a Monday, on a Tuesday?
Right after he didn't have time to get more wine.
What are you understanding of Motzei Shabbos?
It says that's
you knew that?
Yeah.
How do you know that? Yeah?
After Tuesday.
You can make Abdallah.
Why do you make Monday sense? Maybe on a Sunday, Monday, maybe on a Monday, Sunday night, maybe it's almost Sunday night. Acha Shabbos could mean on Sunday night. Could be Sunday night.
It is Sunday. After Shabbos.
No, he's saying it's Motzei Shabbos, not Sunday night.
Right. Yeah.
Motzei Shabbos is Sunday night.
No, I'm talking about what the Goyim call Sunday night. maybe it's Sunday night. Lil Shani, maybe. Have you got it right? It's not. Acha Shabbos. After Shabbos could mean Sunday or Monday. So after Shabbos. No, that's where the week before Shabbos, right? There's Wednesday, Thursday. Thursday, Friday is before Shabbos.
I mean, obviously, you don't do that any other day.
Oh.
That happens to be
Matzah Shabbos. So, Matzah is coming from the Gemara. The Gemara is talking about Yain Kiddush Ne Avdolah. So, when would you make Kiddush and also Avdolah? Must be a Matzah Shabbos. Tov, we'll see him. Yet Hashem, I hope to be Mechadish to you. There is a case when you might have Yakin Ahaz even on a Sunday night, Monday night. But the Pashas of the Gemara is not. Pashas of the Gemara is not Matzah Shabbos. So Rashbam tells us we're talking about Matzah Shabbos. Talking about Matzah Shabbos. Must be talking about Matzah Shabbos because we're talking about Kiddush and Avdolah. Kiddush and Avdolah can only be on Matzah Shabbos. The Islay, you must, on Yom Tov, you must have. The Kamara of Yakin Ahaz. Ksol Kedaitoch. Kuf Samach Dalet means Ksol Kedaitoch. Which means the Havmina was my original thought. We originally thought beyond the Farisha in Shapesach. We're talking about on the first day of Pesach, Shechol Yisach HaShabbos, that fell on Sunday. Askinom, which can happen. Tisikos is harbe when you have lots of cups. Tisnalel, because we learned at the beginning of the Mishnah, Peyuk, Afilo Oni Shavisol, even a poor guy, Lo Yivchasu Lo Yimabakosis, he may have to have four cups. So, he's definitely got cups. He's got four cups. So why do you make Kiddush and Avdolah one cup? He's got extra cups. V'amarav Yaknaha Alma Kiddush Avdolah Kris Echod Motziyoma Kiddush and Avdolah, you're doing one cup. Sorry, what were you asking your Motzeh?
If he has four cups and we wouldn't combine it, he would be five cups. No, be more than that.
So you're asking a question, you're telling me a statement.
No, I mean, if we combine
Kiddush
with
Avdolah,
we would separate it, so he would need a separate cup for
Avdolah,
and he would need the four cups for wine, he would need five cups, he only has four cups.
Oh, so you're asking a question. Yeah. You're asking a question that we need four cups anyway because of abacuses. Right. So, Mela, you're still short of one, because you'll need an extra cup for your Avdolah, right?
Who says the money has five cups?
The Mishnah says, "Lo yivchasu lo yimei abakosis." So he has four cups.
Yeah, but says he has five.
So he doesn't have five.
Please.
Right, that's his question. Right. You're explaining Motzke's question. Motzke's asking, how's the Gemara answering that we're talking about on Pesach? Mm-hmm. And on Pesach, a person has lots of wine. Because how do I know he has lots of wine? Because the Mishnah says he has four cups. But all those four cups are needed. And all those four cups are needed. You're short of one cup. Right, so maybe you haven't gained anything. Tosis asked this question, but there's a very posh answer. I'm going to leave that to you to come with an answer on Tosis. Tosis, Rav Omar.
Rav Ravish.
Rashi. Tosis, if a master de Isle, we won't be learning it together today. You'll be learning it. I take it you haven't learned it yet. Tosis, if a master de Isle. Tosis asked this question. But there's a posh answer to it. But that's the Rashbam. The Rashbam asks you that Mishnah says that you have to provide for the Aniyim the cups that they need, right? So therefore he has cups of wine, $5, and therefore why should he bundle together Kiddush and Avdolah together? Alma Kiddush Avdolah Kisechot Motziyama. Alma, says Rashbam, Alma Kiddush and Avdolah, you do on one cup, you can do on one cup. Umeshani midloy omarav yaknahas. Since Rav didn't say yaknahas, alma vishvish apesach askino. Referring to a case of shvish apesach. Teshem onihu. Perhaps he's an oni. Vein lo yalo kisech, or he only has one cup left. He didn't have plenty of wine. The time of the Rav Lekamei, why did Rav say you say this order of Yain Kiddush Ne Avdolah Azman Lekamei Efarshenu? I shall explain it shortly. Bimkoima, in its place. Its place is Tavkuf Kimal Amad Aleph. Lekamei is shortly. V'chein de Rav Adabai, also why Rav says you say Yaknahaz, and why Abai says you say Yakzdenahaz, I'll explain it all shortly. Feed the Gemara Kasha, the Yontav Rishon Disli. On the first day of Yontav, a person has wine. Tafilo, on Yishvi Soil, Lo Yivchaso, Lo Yimabakoisois. A poor guy has four cups. And Rav said, you say, Yakna has. Rav said, you say, Yakna has. And okay, that's the up to this. So now we're up to the answer of the Gemara. So the Gemara was building up a question that you see, you do put two mitzvahs together, Kiddush and Havdalah, you put together. So why shouldn't I put Havdalah and Birchas HaMazon together as well? Why shouldn't I be able to put the two together? Yeah, that was the Gemara's kasha. To which the Gemara answered, Elo Havdalah v'Kiddush Chodo Milsehi. Havdalah and Kiddush is one idea. Havdalah and Kiddush is one idea. And therefore there's no problem bundling them together. The problem bundling them together is when you take two things that have no shaykhs to each other, and I put the two together, that's called Nirik and Masri. But since they have some type of connection, they are connected, so therefore there's no problem putting the two together. Havdalah and Kiddush are the same idea, and therefore you can put it together. But Birchas HaMazon and Kiddush are three million in it. Those two things are two separate things. They have to be put in separate cups. So Birchas HaMazon and Kiddush, that's what we're referring to before. And Rebbe and Rebbe, we're talking about Birchas HaMazon and Kiddush. So therefore you have to put the two together. Havdalah and Kiddush, you can put together, and that's why Yaknaz you put together, even though it's Tzong Lanyontov, you have lots of wine. But Birchas HaMazon and Kiddush, that has to be put separate cups, and that's why Rabbi Yossi said the first cup you do on Birchas HaMazon and the second cup you do on Kiddush. Says Rashbam, Kiddusha v'Avdala Chodo Milsi. Why are they one thing? Why is Kiddush and Avdala one thing? Trevayu Mishum Kiddushas Yomim Tovim Ninu. Both of them are Kiddush and Yomtiv. That means why? Both of them are because of the Kedushas of Yom Tov. Why? Because what do you say in the Avdalah of Motzei?
Motzei
Shabbos going into Yom Tov. What do you say? Avdalah Atzmo Maske Kedushas Yom Tov. Tamavdil Bein Kedush to Kedush Mevoich. So both of these are mamish connected to Kedushas Yom Tov, because they are. And the Kiddush Shabbat is, and even Avdalah is about Kedushas Yom Tov, because we say being Kedushas Yom Tov, being Kedushas Shabbat, Kedushas Yom Tov Ibdalto, and we end off with Baruch Ata Hashem Amavdo Ben Kedush LeKedush. So it's all one Indian. You can put the two together, and there's no problem. But Birchas HaMazon and Kiddush, there's no shaykhs to each other. Totally no kesher between each other. If there's no kesher between each other, you can't put the two together. What about Birchas HaMazon and Havdalah? What would you say about that? We're talking about Birchas HaMazon and Kiddush.
It's
about Kiddush and Havdalah. What about Birchas HaMazon and Havdalah?
Birchas HaMazon doesn't have anything with the Kiddush of the day, and Havdalah does, then they're separate things.
Also. So you're saying Birchas HaMazon and Havdalah are also two separate things. So you can't put together Birchas HaMazon and Havdalah together. Aye, the Brisa beforehand said you do. Hanichnas the base motzei Shabbos, mevorach al hayayin, v'achkachem v'al hamozei, v'achkachem Avdalah. Aye, the Brisa beforehand that said you can't put the two together. What's the answer? We only have one cup. That's all that case. We only have one cup. So the Gemara that said by Avdalah and some and Birchas HaMazon you put together, talking about when you only have one cup. But generally, Kiddush and Avdalah, even if you have more than one cup, you can put the two together. And Kiddush and Birchas HaMazon also, if you have more than one cup, you make them two separate, you split them up together. Why? Because Kiddush and Avdalah are one unit. Why are they one unit? Because, says the Rashbam, why? Because they're both in your name of Dushayoyim. Now have a look at the run, how the run explained why Kiddush and Avdalah is one thing. With that, I'll leave you. Why is Kiddush and Avdalah one thing? So the run is on page 40 or Chaf Amid Beis. You've got different pages, but it's okay. Can you see it says Kuf Beis Amid Beis? Right, that's the page of the Gemara. Mm-hmm. That's very good. So have a look for... No, further down, further down. Here we are. Tushem is the Rif tells us it's one thing. So the Ran says, so what's the Ran say? Why is there Chav Nosim? Here we are. The Kedusha of Avdalta, Mamish at the end. Kedusha of Avdalta, those that have. Here, it's over here. Kedusha of Avdalta, Chol Milsi. Why is Kiddush and Avdala one thing? So the Ran in yours is about here. Kedusha of Avdala, Chol Milsi. They're both instituted for the beginning of something.
Iyula is a beginning.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The beginning of Shabbos, you make Kiddush. The beginning of the week, you make Avdolah. They're two separate things. Why? What you ate, and Kiddush is l'habo. To bring in the day. Says the Ran, an interesting chiddush. I don't think I would have ever thought of this in my life. Havdalah is to bring in the week. Kiddush is to bring in the Shabbos. So since they're both same idea, not because you mentioned, nothing to do with mentioning Hilche in Yoni of Kiddush in Havdalah. The same idea though. No. Kiddush is to bring in the Shabbos. Havdalah is to bring in the week. So they're both to bring in something, it's one unit. Perzamozin is the mafrei on what you ate, and Kiddush is what you're going to on bringing in the day. That's two separate ideas, no kesher between each other, and therefore says the Ran, that's what it means one thing. Says Rebbe Shua.
Doesn't Havdalah actually wears two hats? It's bringing out Shabbos, and it's also bringing in the new week.
I don't have two hats. Until I saw this Ran, I would have thought Havdalah is just to take out the Shabbos. That's what I would have thought. Right? Nothing about bringing in the week. I would have thought it's got to do right. Anything bringing in the new week.
Right.
The Ran is Mechadish does not like that. Havdalah, when we sit down to make Havdalah, we're bringing in the new week. Chiddush got it. Yes, Rabbi Shah. Rabbi Yossi.
Why can't we say they're both being Mavdil, the Shabbos and Chol? They both have the same aspect. The aspect is designating
Adam
Shabbos as Kodesh. The Ran is like this.
You could say. I'm saying what the Ran is like saying. This. You want to say your own Pshat? The Ran doesn't say.
No, I know. I have to.
Right. You're welcome to say your own Pshat. First, I want to learn what the Rishonim say. And then there's also another Mahalakhalava. There are Mahalakhim. First, what the Rishonim say. The Rashbam told us what's called one Inyan because you mentioned Kiddush. In your, you mentioned the Kedusha Zayim in your Avdala. That's why it's one Inyan.
I don't know what he means by the word Kiddush. It means it's weak. Dafka means that word.
With the Rashbam.
The concept of Kodesh is.
The Rashbam speaks out clearly. He says, Uba Avdala Atzmahu Mazki Kedusha Yomtiv. You're mentioning inside your Avdala, you're mentioning that I'm being Mekadosh this Yom Tov. So I'm making Kiddush, which is Mekadosh this Yom Tov, and I'm making Avdala, which is also mentioning about the Kedusha of this Yom Tov. So therefore the two can go together. The Rashbam says the Ran says something else completely. One is because of that Kiddush and Avdala are both forward-looking things, and Birchas Mazon is going back and forward. Back and forward cannot be combined together.
So why does that be combined together?
It's a stir.
Oh, very good, very good. What that's now what we have to think. So very good. We now know the difference that one is that by Kiddush and Avdalah they're both one idea, and by Birchas Hamazon and by Kiddush is two separate ideas. But before I'm saying very nice, that's a chiluk. But why is a machalik? Why is that? Therefore, tell me that's not called a showing it's a burden. Why can't I put two mitzvahs together? Because it's a burden. So what if they're connected, they're similar? But then there's two separate mitzvahs. If it's two separate mitzvahs, it still is a burden putting them all together.
Because you said it, they're going to want to say, add them into the brachas. They don't want
to. No, here I've got a right to make two separate brachas. One's Kiddush, one's Avdalah.
No,
right? Why? The Gemara says, starts off saying you can't put two mitzvahs together. Because Eino is a mitzvah, Chavir is Chavir. So obviously saying if it's the same idea, there's no problem. So he's asking why not, right? That's something that you have to think about, see if you can come up with a svara. It's not the same mitzvahs. Two separate mitzvahs. They became two separate mitzvahs.
But for the same purpose, the same action.
It's not the same purpose also. It's just the same concept.
Same concept.
It's not the same purpose.
Good word. Same concept. Yeah. That's something you have to think about. It's not... it's a svar. It's not... it's a svar. It's... You're working the right way. So we're going to stop here today. We have to learn tasters still. I take it you haven't done that yet. Tasters is the first taste of an emrinu. Meisvei. Minichoi. Deis. Four tasters then.
Deis. Also.
And also art.
Okay.
Right.
Just going to
wonderful. Oh, now you have to send this out.
No, I'm going to now speak to yours.